Kevin Forrest, the director of the VA Manchester and for New Hampshire. And I do want to compliment you, Kevin. You have a spot, a public spot that runs on our show where veterans can call. And I think that's a very effective spot because you identify yourself as a veteran and you're very sincere in urging anyone, a veteran or caregiver, that they can feel free to call that number if they're having any issues. So I just wanted to applaud you. I've never been able to tell you that directly.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. So, I mean, certainly the Manchester VA wants to know. I mean, we are open to all veterans, and we'll help them, get the help that they need. That's our mission.
Now, another spot we have on is My Voice, public service for VA, talking about vaccines progress and getting how open and easy it is now. Can you update us on how that's going?
Again, Jack, you know, what I'd like to do is introduce the veteran community here to Jody Hoyt, who is one of our senior nurses here and has just done a wonderful job leading the vaccine team. And she can give the updates of where we're at on our whole vaccine operation. So, Jody?
Sure. Thank you so much. So we really just want to encourage anyone who needs to be vaccinated to give us a call. We're still running a walk-in clinic here Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 4 every day. We're offering Johnson & Johnson. We're offering the Moderna vaccine. But our goal is to really just bring that vaccine out to veterans that need to be wherever they are and need to be vaccinated. So last weekend, we were up at Bike Week, and we were giving vaccines on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back again next weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're happy to answer any questions veterans have when they come up or offer the vaccine there. We're also very excited to be offering vaccines at a Swim with a Mission event on July 11th at Fisher Cat Stadium. You know, definitely give us a call if you need to be vaccinated and or if you just have questions.
Jody, are you finding that more veterans and caregivers are open to getting one of the vaccines, and are you offering the three that are currently approved?
So right now we're offering Johnson & Johnson, we're offering Moderna. We don't currently offer Pfizer,
okay.
But the Boston VA and some of the other VAs are able to offer that one.
Well, thank you, Jody, and Mary Jean Kellerman, I know also Chief Pharmacy for the VA vaccine team. Kevin, you can continue with this, but also only because we mentioned the Navy SEALs, or Jody did, coming to New Hampshire, and a lot of that has to do with raising money for SEALs to deal with things like some of the emotional challenges from service, PTSD. Can you talk about PTSD month, post-traumatic stress disorder?
Certainly, Jack. And, you know, I mean, PTSD is, one specialty that the VA specializes in, you know, for the treatment of, and, you know, we are so fortunate to really have VA's National Center for PTSD right in our backyard up at White River Junction. And the research and the resources available to our mental health providers are second to none, and really being able to treat and reach out to veterans with PTSD. And it's just so, so important. You know, what I'd like to say, to the community out there is we are always recruiting and in search of mental health providers that are interested in serving veterans and helping, treat PTSD and other mental health disorders. And, you know, whether it's psychiatrists, psychiatric nurses, psychologists, we are always recruiting for folks interested in joining the Manchester team. One really neat piece that we just started or getting ready to start in another month here is we initiated a mental health nurse practitioner residency program. This is the first time we've done this here, and this is really to grow our own professional staff to be able to treat veterans. We think this is just a really great thing for veterans in New Hampshire.
So you're saying for full-time work, not just a partnership-type situation?
Absolutely. This is a residency program that goes for a year where we, you know, train, nurse practitioners in the specifics of mental health care and then bring them on as a full-time provider.
Well, good for you because it's needed. Real quick, we only have a minute or two left. Pride Month, what's that all about?
So, Jack, you know, the Manchester VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, we are open to serving our veteran population. And we are just really proud to be able to, open our doors. We want to be welcoming to all veterans in the LGBTQ community, veterans that need our help. And, you know, one point that I take a lot of pride in is, you know, the Manchester VA over the last few years, we've received a superior score from the Health Equity Index, which is sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign, and this just really identifies the Manchester VA as a healthcare facility that demonstrates equitable treatment for all patients, and we're really proud of that.
ManchesterVA.gov. Kevin Forrest, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you soon on the show.
Thanks so much, Jack. Have a great day, and thanks to all our veterans out there.